About ready for the second half to start. This game has a little bit of a human interest angle to it. One of the assistant coaches for Morton College is named Keelan Donald. Keelan Donald played on the very first junior college team that Jared Fay ever coached at North Idaho. That was a few years ago. But Keelan Donald is an assistant at Morton College. And he holds a very special place in Jared Fay's heart. Saw a little post on Facebook about that, in fact, again the other day. And I'm sure they would like to sit down and exchange pleasantries, trade stories, but that has to wait for about 40 minutes because we have 20 minutes of basketball to play here. Last night, the Grizzlies were up by 10 and really came out after them. Let's see if they come out with a little bit more spunk. First half, how would you rate the first half? On a meter, on a flat meter, were we very flat, real flat?
We didn't start out flat, but we ended up, at the end of the half, we're pretty flat.
L. Seeger drills a three from out high to start the second half. It's 43-27. Back to that zone, and why not? It's been effective. Germany, bounce pass in. Trayon to the far corner. Carlos with the catch. Boy, it's hard to get the ball inside. At the point, Germany with a three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Seeger, and he'll be fouled on the play.
I think that'll be on TGF as well.
First foul on Trayon Grant Foster. 43-27 is the score. 16-point lead. Seeger cuts down the wing and got tapped away by Kyle Germany. It'll stay with the Panthers, but 22 on the shot clock. Here's the inbound play, the catch by Seeger. L. Seeger moves it outside on the wing. Puts it on the floor, puts it up on the right-hander on the run. Down the middle, good, as he shot over Kyle Germany. Downey at the right point, high post. Trayon, up fake, dribbles down, leans in, shoots off the board, no good. Tipped up, no good. Lionel has it back outside. Downey drives the lane, dishes off. Two-headed dunk by Lionel Kamwimba.
Good feed there from Downey.
45-29. I think you're right. If there's a way that we could turn the pace of this game up, it would really make a difference. Ball tipped out of bounds at the defensive end by Javian Downey. He'll stay with the Panthers from Morton College. Inbound play, Seeger has it. Yarbrough on the left side, Strickland. Ball fake goes left baseline, cut off by Carlos Paul. Keeps the dribble. Goes across the lane, right-hand runner is no good. Rebound by TGF. He comes back down the middle. And there's a late whistle, but a correct whistle, a foul called on a reach-in. That'll be against Lonnie Strickland. Grizzly basketball played from underneath. They're on the side now, over by the Grizzly bench. TGF plays it in to Downey. Javian dribbles in, now moves back out. Back outside, over the top left wing. Javian's got a three, and good! Javian Downey makes a three. That cuts it down to 13, 17:57 to play. In the second half, we'll have a timeout on the floor. Grizzlies down 45-32, back in 30 seconds on KDY. 45-32 with just a little over 2 minutes gone. In the second half here at the Civic Center, Grizzlies trying to win their seventh game. Morton College trying to go 4-1 down the key. Here's a drive to the basket, went up and in. Taj Davis. That's his third field goal. Germany drives the lane, goes up, got it blocked by Yarborough. Take it away. 47-32. Down the key, and now out of bounds, and a turnover will be called against the Panthers, and that'll be on Lonnie Strickland, their 10th turnover of the ball game. I really doubt Coach Faye, after we made that three, I doubt if Coach Faye called timeout and said, okay, let's give up a layup, turn it over. I don't think that was what the plan was, but we have it back with a chance to cut back into that lead. Trey on Grant Foster on the baseline. Over the top, right wing, Javian up with a three, had it blocked. Takes it in on the dribble. Hook pass back over. Kamwimba up off the board. No good. He got fouled. He'll shoot two. Amir Goss with the foul. His second foul. Goss has scored 6 points, and he's been a presence inside. Lionel Kamwimba, first free throw try is good. Lionel scored very little the first probably 5 games, but since then his scoring has come up, and as his scoring has come up, I think his overall play has probably come up as well. Next free throw, good. Rico Yarborough will go out of the ball game for Kendrick Anderson. For the Panthers. Full court pressure by the Grizzlies, and now we'll back it up a little bit. Long pass up the right side. Now field it back the other way in the corner. Anderson with a three, and it's no good. Rebound. Strickland slapped away out of bounds off a leg, and it'll be Grizzly basketball.
That's Anderson's first miss of the game. I'd like to see that.
That's one of those non-box score stats right there where Lionel Kamwimba slapped the ball out of the rebounder's hands and off his leg and out of bounds. Grizzlies have it. High post, Trey on Grant Foster. Lob over the top. Kamwimba had it, lost it, tipped away, stolen. Picked up by Gauss. Here's a shot in the corner for a three. No good. Rebound comes long off the miss by Seeger. Front court, Trey on takes it in. Circles back out again. Germany with it. Bounce pass over to Downey. Back to Kyle on the wing. Up fake, got hit. He made a little pump fake move and got some contact. Taj Davis with his second foul. Urji Hunami comes in the ball game for the Grizzlies for Trayon Grant Foster. Low block, Kamwimba turns to his left. Fadeaway shot is no good. Rebounded by Gauss. Right point, Gauss has it. Gives it over to Seeger. L. Seeger pulls up right elbow, free throw jumper that's short. Rebounded by Urji Hunami, 2-on-2, break the other way. Take it all the way in there, Urge. There he goes. Hang, shoots, no good. Tipped up. Loose basketball out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers. Gage Pitts. Checking in. Tom Emmerich in the ball game for the Grizzlies as well. Lob out front, Urji with a good catch. 47-34, Grizzlies down 13 with 15:40 to go. A lot of time left. Bounce pass in. Urji puts it high off the board. No good. There's Lionel with a putback. No good, but he got fouled on the play. That could be the third foul on Gauss, and if that's the case, that would be a good thing for the Grizzlies.
And it is his third.
Amir Gauss now with three fouls. Kenan Peebles will check in for the Grizzlies. They will get Cam Hedge in the ball game for Gauss at the buzzer. Here's a free throw. Good.
So we didn't gain much. with Gauss going out as far as height goes, but as far as rebounding goes, we definitely have an advantage now, I'd say.
I think I would take that trade every time.
Oh, I would too.
Gauss, muscular kid. Here's the next free throw. Good. Well, Lionel's kind of keeping us in the game as he goes to the bench now. Treyon Grant Foster in. We're back to within 11. We're down 13 at the half. Now let's see if we can get a stop or a steal or both.
And Hedge made his way right back out of the game for the Panthers.
Wow.
So we don't have to worry about that height anymore.
In the middle, front court. They break the press. Taj drives the baseline. Trapped underneath to the corner. Open shot. Seeger for a three. Good. If you don't put a hand in his face, he will make it. He has 11. 50, 36. Pass to the middle. Touch pass over. TGF tries to drive in. Bounce pass in. Urgy wide open from 12. Missed it. And the ball comes off into the hands of Kendrick Anderson. Down the lane all the way, and loose basketball, and it'll be a turnover on L. Seeger. He just kind of had a blowout halfway down the lane, and now we'll get a sub here as Kyle Germany will come in for Javian Downey. 14:55 to go in the game. We're down by 14. Someone has got to step up and make some shots. Two or three threes would make this a ball game. But we're not making them by the bushel load tonight. In the right corner, Urgy drives in, steps through, kicks it across to the far corner. Kennan with an up fake drives all the way, puts up the shot, got fouled. He'll shoot two, and a blocking foul on Kendrick Anderson will be his second foul.
Well, these last two calls, the Panthers are starting to get frustrated with these foul calls.
Well, they should stop fouling.
I mean, that would be the most obvious answer, but you know how that goes.
Kenan Peebles at the line. One out of two tonight. First try, good. There's the Kendon section down below us. Dad on one side and everybody else on the other. Next try, good. Let's turn the pressure up here and get after these guys a little bit and make them worse. Kendrick Anderson on the right side. Taj Davis flips it to the left corner, curling over Anderson all the way, lays it up good, and that's bad defense. 4 points now for Adrian Anderson. Kyle Germany splits the defense, steps through, puts it up on the runner short, but there's Kenan Peebles. He goes up inside. He can't get it to go. And taken away by Rico Yarborough. 6'6 kid gets it up the floor to Seeger. He'll force it and miss it. Seeger likes to shoot the ball.
That's probably how he averages 15.5 per game.
Stepping through, here's a shot by Germany. No good, but he got fouled as he drove the left side of the key. That'll stop the clock at 13:46. 52-38. Kyle Germany at the free throw line from Detroit. Grizzlies find themselves down by 14, make it 13. Urgy Hunami, Kendon Peebles, shooter Kyle Germany, Gage Pitts, Treyon Grant Foster. Next free throw, good. Gage is out. Lionel Kamwemba back in, so we're going with a bigger lineup now. And full court pressure. Up the floor, good pass ahead. They'll get the ball to Durr, just in the ball game. Down the key, kick it outside on the wing. Taj Davis. Durr has it on the left side, gets bumped, steps through, shoots it, no good. Tipped across, picked up by TGF. Take it all the way in there, son. He does. He hangs. He shoots. No good. And a foul over the back on Lionel Kamwemba for the Grizzlies.
I think that's his third, too.
To go. 12-point game. 52-40. They're going to take Lionel out with those three fouls, and they'll get JV and Downey back in the ball game. In the backcourt. Five on the clock. Three on the clock, and they get it across with two to spare and a travel in the front court. On
That's
the catch,
on Durr.
Diego Durr with a turnover. .52-40, Grizzlies could cut it to 10. Urgy in the corner. Free throw line. Trayon has it. Looks for help. Gets it out to Javian. 15 on the shot clock. Plenty of time. In the corner, here's the three by Germany. No good. Rebound long to the corner, and Anderson has it. Man, we just can't make anything. We can't string baskets together. Out front, Anderson guarded hard there by Kendon Peebles. And a late call, but a reach-in foul on Kendon.
I think that's only his first.
It is. That's the 13th foul on the Grizzlies.
Riley Whitaker into the game for the Grizzlies, and Cam Hedge in for the Panthers.
Hedge is from a place in Texas called Wichita Falls. Hook pass to him. He can't handle the pass. He stepped out of bounds going after it. Didn't get caught. Now a shot for three on the wing. No good. Ball out of bounds. Should be and is Grizzly basketball. .52-40. A little run here of 6 points or so would put us right back in it. But we got to make some shots. Bounce pass high post. Trayon raises up. Shoots from 13. No good. Oh. Cam Hedge gets the rebound as Kendon Peebles goes down hard in the front court. Yarbrough steps through, puts it up, no good. An offensive rebound attempt will be a goaltend against Cam Hedge, who is following the play. And the 6'9 kid became a little overzealous.
I mean, if I could dunk and I saw a putback opportunity, I might get a little overzealous too.
Right point pass, back to the left quarter. Riley Whitaker, low block. Trayon has it. He faces up now. On the baseline, up and under, goes up, got fouled from behind, and he'll shoot two. That does stop the clock at
11:53. Oh, that's on Anderson. I thought it was going to be on Yarbrough.
Third foul on Kedrick Anderson. Trayon Grant Foster at the free throw line. First try, good. .52-41, back to 11. It's going to be hard to catch up in the game because you're going to have to get, if it's just a half-court game. Next free throw is no good and taken down by the Panthers. It's going to be hard to catch up, Curtis, because the pace of the game is not very fast unless you start making shots.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to make that deficit up. On the right side now, Strickland goes to the right baseline, cut off, feet across. It's going to be out of bounds off of the Grizzlies as Riley Whitaker stole the pass as it was being thrown back in, tried to bounce it off the out-of-bound player, but missed him. Timeout, 11:34 to go in the second half. Grizzlies have cut it back to 11. They trail it 52-41 against Morton College back in a minute on KDY. 52-41, Grizzlies trail by 11, 11:34 to go here at the Civic Center. And one thing again bears mentioning, Lucas Prola, who is the Grizzlies' best outside shooter, is still in street clothes on the bench and a walking boot, so we're not sure when he's going to be back. But it really hurts not having him in there in a game like this. Here's the inbound play by Morton College, left of their basket. They'll lob it out front to Strickland. Strickland will hand it off now. And they'll move it out front with Adrian Anderson. Back out front, Yarbrough puts it on the floor, lost the dribble, stole it away. Trayon back the other direction, take it all the way in there. Goes up, no good. Foul be called. Let's see when it's going to be. Was it on the shot or before? It'll be on the floor. First foul on Rico Yarbrough. And it'll be Trayon at the line to shoot the 1-1. First try is good. Grizzlies here in the second half are 10 out of 11. Good again. Grizzlies take time, and we've got it cut under double digits finally. It's down to 9. Timeout on the floor, 11:20 to play. Still a lot of time, and we'll come back with more from the Civic Center in 30 seconds on KDY. Full court press by the Grizzlies. It'll be broken, and that should have been a walk on L. Seeger, but they're going to call a foul first as he took it toward the basket. Kendon Peebles gets his second foul. On the inbound play, out front, it's Taj Davis. 6-foot redshirt freshman from Aurora, Illinois. Pass inside, bad pass. Stolen, picked up by Trayon Grant Foster in the front court. Kicks it across. Riley's wide open for a three, and it rims off. No good. Those are the shots that we got to have. 52-43 with 10:38 to go. We can still get a little run put together here and kept us down to 4 or 5 points. And we'll be right in it. Morton on the side with Anderson to the point. Bounce pass in. Bad pass tipped away to Strickland. Back to the point, Harris. He's going to pull up and shoot from the free throw line at the shot clock, and that's good. Kyle Germany drives all the way in, puts it up on the run. Good. Kyle got to the basket that time, and he has 8 points. In the backcourt, Adrian Anderson up the right side, cross court, bad pass. L. Seeger tried to get it down the floor to Strickland. Too tall, out of bounds. That'll bring a media timeout. So timeout on the floor, 9:51 to play in the second half. The Grizzlies have the ball down 9:54-45, and we're back in a minute on KDY. Come back to the Civic Center. Curtis, that last possession, the Grizzlies in their press, they forced Morton to speed the game up a little bit, grab that long pass down the floor, and they turned it over. We need to have more of that happen.
Yeah, we definitely need to have that pressure going.
Trayon Grant Foster is the front court against their zone. Kyle Germany drives in, scoop shot up, inside no good, got his own board, got it blocked by Gauss, who's back in there. Now in the front court, Kendrick Anderson, right side in the corner, open shot for a three is no good, and the rebound taken away from Gage Pitts by Kendrick Anderson. They'll reset their offense. 9:15 to go, Grizzlies down by 9. Near steal out front from Anderson, picks it up, kicks it to the corner. Yarbrough all the way, goes up for the dunk, no good, but a foul will be called. And I'll go against the Grizzlies. Stop the clock with 9:05 to go. And now the official checking with the scorers table. Let's see. Scoreboard says second foul on Kendon Peebles. And we get a reminder to not be an idiot and throw something on the court. Like you should have to tell people that. Anyway, evidently something must have been tossed toward the Morton bench. Anyway, it's two shots. First free throw is no good. Rico Yarborough with 7 points tonight. We'll get one more free throw here. It's a 54-45 game. Next try is no good. And the rebound, Javian Downey. All right, let's score here and cut into this thing. Bullet underneath, wide open. Lionel Kumwimbo with a two-handed dunk. Great feed by Trayon. Now 54-47. A dunk got us started last night. Let's see if it will here. Up the right side, Seeger to the right side. Yarborough all the way through. Right, left-hand scoop play up is good. Rico Yarborough makes it 56-47. Across the way, Trayon has it. All the way through, lays it up and good. Trayon Grant Foster just put it on the deck and took it in there. He's got 13 points on the left side. Anderson out to the left point. He dribbles across and now lost his dribble. That should be a walk. It's going to be a turnover picked up by the Grizzlies. Up ahead, Ergy take it all away, son. Goes up and he's going to dunk it and he lost it and turned it over. Well, it's not actually a turnover, but he lost the ball and it'll go back over to the Panthers. Down the key all the way. Seeger blocked by Kumwimbo. They're going to call that a foul. Oh, boy. Chance Wallace can call that one from out near midcourt. We had two people below the free throw line, and they both kept their whistle in their mouth and didn't blow on it. 56-49, 7-point game. 7:57 to go. Been down multiple times by 14 points. L. Seeger, free throw shooter. First try is no good. Lionel Kumwimba picked up his fourth foul, so he goes to the bench. You expend so much energy trying to make up a deficit, sometimes you just run out of gas at the end. Right now, the Grizzlies seem to be in pretty good shape. Down 7. Let's see if we can keep it up. Next free throw, no good. That's going to be a line violation. And so no points that trip. Seeger stepped on the line. And now the Grizzlies have the basketball. It could be a 56-51 or 52 score here after this possession, Curtis. And that would be very encouraging.
It would be very encouraging. But at the line there, I'd say the ball doesn't lie. So I don't think Lionel should have been called for that foul.
On the left point, three ball, no good. Rebound long off the miss by Downey. Seeger will come back with it up the right side. Grizzlies get back into a zone. Lob pass over the top to the right side. To the point, Strickland ball fake. They look to the high post, can't get him the ball. Now Seeger with a long three, that's good. L. Seeger has made three threes in the half, four for the game, and we're back down 10. Right side, Downey drives all the way through, goes up, got fouled, stops the clock with 7:10 to go. It's a very, very good strategy to take the ball to the basket like that because even though he didn't score, he gets a couple of free throws and the clock sits still. Kendon Peebles in, Trayon out, Gage out, Kyle Germany is in.
With that foul, Anderson picked up his fifth, and he was probably their best shooter, or most efficient shooter, I should say, 4 for 5 tonight.
Free throw by Javian Downey is good. So Anderson is out, and he finished with 9 points off the bench. 59-50, 7:10 to go. Good again, 59-51. 8-point game at midcourt, bobbled by Taj Harris. Kicks it to the baseline to Gauss. Tipped out of bounds by Downey. He'll stay with the Panthers with 21 seconds left on the shot clock. 7:01 to go on the game clock. Grizzlies down by 8. L. Seeger. Left corner now, pass. Strickland has it. They're looking for Seeger in the corner. They get it to him. He can't shoot it. Ball loose on the deck. Loose basketball is going to be out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers. Grizzlies get it back on the turnover. I have us for one turnover in the second half. That's probably wrong, but we haven't had many. High post, baseline. Carlos Paul with a jump shot, air ball on the weak side, though. Urgy, pump fake up, whistle, travel with a basketball. Well, there's two. 6:29 to go in the ball game. Grizzlies have had chances. Man, have we had some chances. Here in the last couple of minutes. Harris up the right side. Long pass to high. That ball out of bounds. Turnover on the Panthers. They're doing everything they can to get us back in the ball game.
They're helping a lot. Grizzlies' defensive pressure has been up as well, and that's helping a lot as well.
They have shown pretty poor judgment on the press about how to attack, especially with a lead. Javian Downey over. Germany with it. Back to Javian inside. Paul, post inside, goes up off the board. No good. Gauss is right there intimidating the shot. 59-51. Strickland out front. We just haven't been able to put shots together. Over on the right side, L. Seeger guarded by Kendon Peebles. Hook pass across, picked up on the other side. Strickland with a three and a rebound by Kendon Peebles. Showing his leaping ability. And Kyle Germany up the right side. Javy Downey, take it all the way in there, Kyle. No, it's going to be over on the left side. Urgy with a three, no good. And the rebound taken down by Gauss. Kicks it out, two-on-one break. Alley-oop and a dunk. Right, Rico Yarborough. 5:10 to go, back to a 10-point game. Here's the ball deflected. That'll go out of bounds. Should be Grizzly basketball, and it will be. Timeout called by the Grizzlies with 5:01 to play. Full timeout with the score of Morton College 61, the Grizzlies 51. We're back in 1 minute on KDY. At Civic Center, the Grizzlies have 5 minutes and 1 second to catch up, make up 10 points. We've got shooters in the ball game. It's a matter of making shots. Kendon Peebles has been one of our best three-point shooters. Let's see if we can get him open here. Jamie and Downey out high. Riley Whitaker to the high post at the point. Up fake, Kendon, whistle, holding foul, stops the clock at 4:52. And that'll be the 1-1. Oh, that'll be a double bonus, actually. So fourth foul on Amir Gauss. And the shooter is Kendon. He's 3 out of 4 tonight. Need them all. Here's the free throw. Good. Lionel Kamwumba comes back in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Give up the outside shooter for a defender at the basket. Next try. Good. Kendon spectacular at the line. He missed his first one, but he's made 5 in a row. Seeger up the floor. Long pass, Taj Harris. 61-53. Grizzlies down 8. 4:40 to play in the ballgame. Seeger out front. Hands it off to Harris. At the point, Yarborough. They'll reverse the ball. Fake the pass to Seeger. Down the lane. Left-hand runner is good. That's a heck of a good shot by Taj Harris. Josh Harris now has 10 in the corner. Here's Kendon with a three. Look, and it's good. Did they not count that for three? No, they didn't. They did. Okay. And one of the Panthers, I believe it's Strickland, got hit upside the head. But he seems to be all right. All right, being a relative term. And it'll be Gauss to throw the ball in underneath. 63-56. We got it down to 7. Got to get some stops, though, up the left side. Rico Yarbrough. It's been 14 on multiple occasions. Down the lane, nearly a walk on Harris. Back over to Yarbrough. 15 on the shot clock. 4 minutes to go on the game clock. Strickland over. Here's a long three by the guy that's been doing it all night, Seager, and he knocks it down.
He's got kind of a weird shot release, too. I don't know how he's so efficient.
Why are we letting him shoot the ball? Here's a drive in by Trayon. Lost it, out of bounds off his knee as it was stripped. And a turnover on the Grizzlies. I would think that would be a logical question to ask since he has 14 points in the second half and he's made 5 threes tonight. 66-56. That three-pointer that L. Seager just made may have been the dagger that did it. There he has it, midcourt, down the floor, driving in, right-hand floater off the backboard, good. He has 19 points, 68-56. Down the key, all the way. Here's a drive, no good by Cherbity. It's going to be safe going out of bounds. Good hustle, and it's picked up by Strickland. 3.5 to go. Pass inside, ball stolen away by Gage Pitts, and he gets it over to Germany. Down 12, we don't have time. Got to have to shoot, and a whistle and a foul will stop the clock at 3:12. Rico Yarbrough with his second foul. So the Grizzlies, unless they can put together a comeback here in the last 3:12, which is possible. Here's the free throw for Kyle. Good. Carlos Paul III in the ball game for Lionel Kimwemba. Next try, good. 68-58. We got to have some turnovers here. Lob pass up ahead, out of bounds. Last touch by Kyle Germany. It stays with the Panthers. 24 seconds on the shot clock. 3:06. You can't let him score anymore. That's all there is to it if you're going to catch up. You got to deny and take chances, and a whistle and a foul out in the open floor on Carlos Paul, who got tangled up out in the open floor with Strickland, and a holding foul will be the call. Carlos with his second foul. So Strickland back to the line. Lonnie Strickland tonight. 3 out of 4 from the line. He has 6 points. 3:05 to go, 68-58. Morton with a 10-point lead. Free throw is no good. And the offensive rebound goes to Yarbrough.
Kendon just missed time, just jumped just a little bit.
Pass inside. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Paul. 13 on the shot clock. You got to have them all when you're down this much. Down by 10. 2:55 to go. 30-second timeout on the court. 68-58, Morton leads MSU West Plains. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. Only 2:55 to go with the Grizzlies. Trail by 10 against Morton College from Cicero, Illinois. They'll throw the ball in from underneath with 13 on the shot clock. Backdoor pass is caught, and a foul is going to be called on the Grizzlies again. And again, it's going to be on Carlos Paul. Third foul on Carlos. Let's see. Grizzlies have 8 team fouls, so it'll be a 1-1. Carlos is out. Riley Whitaker comes in. Free throw. Front end. No good. Rebound by Kendon Peebles. Time to go. Here we go. Trayon up the floor, middle of the court. Germany fills in all the way. Hangs and shoots. Got it blocked. And it's a turnover on the Grizzlies. Pass cross court. Bad pass stolen. Riley Whitaker with 2:34 to go. Riley kicks it to the corner. Kyle passed up a three, drives in, goes up, shoots, no good, but a foul on the play. Should have shot that three in the corner. We've got too much ground to make up with limited possession.
Well, we just got another Panther out of the game with fouls, so that should help as long as we can stop Seager, because we can rebound a lot better with Gauze out. Is that how you say his name?
Gauze. Second player eliminated on fouls for the Panthers. Gauze out with 6 points. Anderson out with 9. And we've got the substitution. Coming in the ball game now is Ethan Norman. Kyle Germany trying to cut it down to 8-2-8. As we've been at the free throw line lately, we have been fantastic tonight. Even without that, even without the comparison. Here's the next free throw, no good. Rebound taken down by Yarborough. 68-59, 9-point game, 3-possession game. 2:15 to go. Seager drives around, puts it off the board, no good. Charging foul. Player control as Seager was driving in, and Crayon Grant Foster. That's all right. He's got 3. With this little time, they're not going to take him out of the ballgame. I guarantee you that.
Maybe if we can get another quick one on him.
We need to get a quick basket is what we need. Germany down the lane. Leans in, shoots off the board. Good. Kyle Germany with a basket. 68-61. If we can get it to 68-65, we'll be getting excited at that point. But right now, it's still a 7-point game. Under 2 minutes to play in the ball game. El Seager goes left around a screen. Keeps the dribble alive like a good player will. Cross-court pass over to Yarborough. Yarborough at the point. Crossover dribble. Beats his man on the drive. And a holding foul before the shot. Out in the open floor. Trayon Grant Foster with his second foul. Rico Yarborough is 2 out of 4 tonight. Free throw good. 69-61. 1:43 to go. Next try is no good. Rebound over the back. Good grief. Strickland went over TGF's back to get that board, and they keep possession. How was that not a foul?
You got me.
Left side, Seager. Back, behind the back pass, or a pass behind the back of the intended player on the sideline in front of the Morton bench is thrown away. Jiminy, we have forced 17 turnovers in this game. 69-61. Right side. Shoot it. Nope. Trayon with it. Dribbles the lane. Goes up. He lost his balance and it's turned over. Someone needs to look at the clock. Down to 1:08. Down by 8. Strickland over. Seager and an... What we got here? Timeout? Timeout called by Morton College. They got 17 on the shot clock, 101 on the game clock. Grizzlies trail on that game clock, 69-61. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY. Back with Curtis Blue. It's 101 showing on the game clock. I'm Harlan Hutchison along with Drew Joyce, Nate Hutchison in the studio. And the Grizzlies have missed chance after chance after chance here in the second half after the 10-minute mark to cut this down and perhaps catch up. But they're down by 8 with 1 minute left, 15 on the shot clock. Yarborough gets it to Strickland. Hounded there. Now near the timeline. 8 on the shot clock. No reason to foul now. Bounce pass to the corner. They're going to force one with Harris. Up. No good. Rebound Yarborough. And this time they're going to call over the back on Rico Yarborough, like they should have done a little while ago. But they got around to it here, and that'll be his third foul. Clock stopped at 43 and a half, 69-61. Kyle Germany has 13 tonight. No good. Next try. Good. Adrian Anderson back in the ball game at a guard to bring the ball up the floor for the Panthers. 69-62. 43 seconds left. They get it into L. Sigurd. He brings up middle of the floor. Going to have to go over and help. Blocked away by Downey. He saved a bucket. Ball goes out of bounds off him, though. He thought about trying to draw the charge and then decided to go for the block and did, but the ball went out of bounds off him. And it'll be Anderson to throw the ball in. 37.8 to go. 25 on the shot clock. Harris on the inbound play. Gets it inbounds to Sieg. Sieger out front. They'll double team the ball. They'll reach in, try to tie it up. He drags his foot all over the place. No walk. Down the lane, the Arbor slapped away by Downey, and a foul will be called on the shot. With 25.9 to go. Javian Downey with the foul, his second. And Rico Yarborough at the free throw line, where tonight in the second half, he has made 1 out of 4. Free throw is no good. Riley Whitaker back in. If we make a three at the other end, I would suggest just whoever's nearest him, run over and foul Yarborough. I know it's two shots, but you don't have a choice. And he's not made very many. And he misses another one. Here come the Grizzlies. Let's make a three and foul him. Germany down the lane all the way. Left-hand layup is good. We need three instead of two, so they give the 2 points. Timeout Grizzlies, 18 seconds to go. Curtis, there's a perfect example of being down, in this particular case, being down by 7. That cut it to 5. But time is such a factor that if you can get to 3, you've got to take the 3 there instead of just taking the layup. The reason you get a layup, they want you to shoot a layup.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're just enticing you to go for that easy bucket, and they don't care about it. Should have went for a 3 there, even though it may have been a tougher shot.
Next game will be here on Tuesday night. The Northeast Oklahoma A&M Norseman. We don't play many teams that pretend to be Vikings, but we'll play one on Tuesday night. Of course, Miami, Oklahoma, a hotbed for Norse culture. Grizzlies at the free throw line. And we have 18.4 seconds to go. Either Urgy. No, they're going to put Trayon on the inbounder. We got to have a steal here. Here's the inbound play. Can't get it in. 5 seconds called, and the Grizzlies get the ball back. Why did 0.4 seconds go off the clock?
That is a good question. I'm not quite sure.
The ball never came inbounds after the free throw, so
seems like we're the only people that have noticed so far, though.
Well, that's after free throws, after the made basket. Ball had not been back in bounds yet. 69-64. 18 seconds to go. Grizzly basketball. Inside, and a layup no good. Foul on the play. Kendon Peebles with 16 seconds to go. Kendon is fouled in the act of shooting. Foul on Lonnie Strickland. two shots for Kendon Peebles. First one is good. That makes it 69-65. Now, if this one goes in, it becomes a one-possession game. Second try is good. We're down by three. Timeout, Grizzlies. Full timeout with 16 seconds to go. We're back in a minute on KDY. All right, 16 seconds left. Morton basketball. They got to go the length of the court. Grizzlies try to deny the pass inbounds. They foul immediately with 15 seconds to go, and they foul the wrong guy.
Yeah. Although, has he shot any free throws tonight?
0 for 2.
I mean, maybe not the worst guy.
Well, we've seen how he shoots from about 30 feet. We just assume that he is a good shooter from 15, which is not always the case. L. Seeger has made 5 threes tonight, and he is 0 for 2 from 15 feet. That's no good. That wasn't even close. Boing off the back iron. Now, 15 seconds left. You got a chance to tie it if you can get him to miss a free throw here. L. Seeger, 0 for 3 at the line. And good. Down by 4. Morton calls timeout. 15 seconds to go. Grizzlies have wormed their way back into it. Down by 4. 70-66. Next game here will be Tuesday night against NEO, then next weekend. We hit the road will be Friday night at National Park College in Hot Springs. And then Sunday afternoon at 1, we play Parkland College in Illinois. People wonder where Cicero is, where Morton College is from. It is a Chicago suburb. So they have a long drive in front of them tonight.
Glad it's not me. I did my fair share of driving yesterday.
So that's bound to be close to 8 hours.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
At least.
That's without stops.
Oh, yeah. You got to have stops. 70-66. Leading scorer tonight, Kyle Germany with 16 points. All right, Grizzlies will throw the ball in. They'll put Riley Whitaker in the corner at the far end of the court. And if he catches it, he's going to shoot it. If at all possible. Here we go back to play. Trayon's going to drive through, lost it, and a reach-in foul will stop the clock with 12 seconds to go. L. Seeger with his fourth foul. And that'll put Trayon Grant Foster at the line. He'll shoot two, 70-66, 12 seconds left. Free throw here, good.
And I don't think Morton minds giving up that foul because the Grizzlies don't have a shot for a three-point play to make it a one-point game with these free throws.
Could be two, though. Urji Hunami is in with Lionel Kamwimba. Kyle's Germany. Gage pitch. And Trayon at the line. The next try is no good, and it's going to be picked up. Man, you got a foul.
That was the guy we needed to foul. That was Yarbrough.
Yeah, he had the ball, and we didn't foul him immediately. So 8 seconds to go. It's a three-point game, 70-67. Trayon Grant Foster. Just a third foul on Trayon, so he doesn't have to come out of the game. L. Seeger, the free throw shooter, he needs to miss them both, but he made the first one. And now We're going to have to get it down quick, shoot a three, and call timeout. Because if you don't call timeout, clock's just going to run out. Seeger again, good again. 5-point game. And now ball is boxed around and lost, turned over, and is picked up by the Panthers, and a foul in the backcourt on Gage Pitts, and that'll do it. .72-67 Morton College is going to leave here with a victory. There's .9 left on the game clock. Adrian Anderson, who has 4 points tonight, no free throw attempts. And the free throw is good. Kenan Peebles comes in for Trayon. Next try for Anderson, it's good. And your final score, as the Grizzlies roll the ball in, shoot from the other end, no good. Final score, Morton College, 74. And MSU West Plains, 67. Our Dobbs Auto Service player of the game for the Grizzlies will be Kyle Germany, who had 16 tonight, but it wasn't enough to overcome a 13-point halftime deficit. Postgame is next. We'll talk to Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies, in just a moment. Back in a minute on KDY. Grizzlies fall 74-67 to the Morton College Panthers. Coach Jared Fay joins me to my right. I'm not going to try and steer the conversation. I just want to ask what your general impression of this was tonight.
Yeah, you know, you play 30-some games a year, and you're going to have nights where you just can't throw it in the ocean and you can't hit shots, and you're playing a team that's really shooting the ball well. And, you know, there's a lot of things I think we can learn from it, but we just couldn't make a shot tonight.
We couldn't make a shot, especially when we really needed to make a shot down the stretch. I mean, we're down by 14. Is that right? 13 at halftime. We were down by 14 multiple occasions in the second half. And yet they kept trying to let us back in the game, and we just kind of said no thanks.
I think that's the thing that we'll talk about in the locker room that we can learn from is, we got a mature pass when things aren't going well. We're maybe not playing as hard as we need to. I think that's the one thing we'll take away. I don't feel like we were necessarily taking bad shots. If anything, it just got contagious. It just felt like nobody could make a shot. But we need to be able to play through those nights. But, you know, a lot of credit to Morton. They had a great game plan. They really messed us up, mixing up different zones. And they deserve to win tonight, no doubt.
I thought they really played pretty well. You know, it's tough the second night of these two-night turnarounds to come on out, you know, and they had a tough game last night with North Arc. Of course, we had a tough game as well. But at the same time, I thought that they really looked like that they were ready to play. Our full-court press, when we've employed it this year, has been generally pretty effective. But it's helped us get back in some ball games, and it nearly got us back all the way in this one.
Yeah, it did. You know, again, kind of thinking about back-to-back nights. I was trying to find a lineup that could score and then a lineup that could get a stop. And I do think that's the one thing that we could have done a little bit better is just play hard for 40 minutes and not in spurts. And I think that's what we'll learn from this game.
The problem that every basketball coach has is finding a lineup that can score and at the same time finding out if that lineup can defend. And a lot of times, the two just don't go together very well.
Yeah, and I was kind of searching for answers tonight, just trying to find someone who could hit a shot. And, again, some of the freshmen, I think they're going to shoot it better as the year goes on, but the speed of the game, and like I said, I think it was just contagious where a couple guys probably lost their confidence and other people just, you know, kind of same thing. But I need to do a better job as a coach and figure out what we can do to move past that kind of stuff.
We did see the free throw shooting get much, much better tonight, and that helped us get back in the basketball game. We were down, but with the clock stopped, we were scoring a few points at the free throw line. We were 28 out of 35 tonight, and that's not too bad.
Yeah, that's one positive for tonight. Even that, I feel like when we cut it to 6 a couple times, I felt like we left a couple free throws there. But you're right, all in all, that's a pretty good night, and that's something that we can talk about one of the things we did do well tonight.
And next up, and one more game as far as the Christmas toy drive for Howell County goes, is next Tuesday. And a team that the Grizzlies used to play every year for a very long time, and we just dropped them from the schedule and haven't played them in a while, but Northeast Oklahoma A&M from Miami will be up here on Tuesday night. I can't really say. They used to be a very solid program.
They are. They're very good. They beat Coffeyville twice this year at Coffeyville.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Thank you.
In fact, they're playing Three Rivers right now. I'm not sure how that game's going, but very good team, very well coached, and we got that series going back on. We're going to go there next year, and we'll do a home-and-home. We're close enough, and it's a great program. We need to keep that one going.
All right. Thanks, Coach. See you Tuesday.
Thanks, Harlan.
All right. Jared Faden, the head coach of the Grizzlies here at the midcourt for up here in Section 206. And let's check the scoring from the ball game tonight and see how that went for the Grizzlies. Leading scorer in our Don's Auto Service player of the game, Kyle Germany. He had 16 points. Don's Auto Service, getting your car ready for winter. It was chilly today. Weather will start slipping a little bit. 14.9 for Trayon Grant Foster. 12 points for Lionel Kimwimba. 10-point game for Kendon Peebles. 9 points for Javian Downey. 3 apiece for Carlos Paul and Urzi Hunami. Morton College led by L. Seeger. 22 points tonight. And of those 22 points, he had 5 threes. Rico Yarborough had 12, and with 10, Taj Davis. Grizzlies with 11 turnovers, 18 for Morton College. Again, a much better job at the free throw line, but we just couldn't hit a perimeter shot. Shout out to Kenny Peebles, Kendon's dad. He's back here again tonight. He's out on the court horsing around right now. So our next ball game will be Tuesday night here, and that'll be against the Norsemen from NEO, Northeast Oklahoma A&M in Miami. We'll have the broadcast 7 o'clock here on Hot Country KDY. Tonight, the Grizzlies go down to the Panthers from Morton College, Cicero, Illinois. Final score 74-67. And for Curtis Ballou and for Drew Joyce and for Nate Hutchinson in studio, I'm Harlan Hutchison saying goodnight from the WPCC.